And we are live. What's going on? Joe and Mike, buildassetsonline.com. I'm not used to doing these intros, but Joe is busy fiddling around right now to get some stuff working so that we could provide a nice little presentation for you guys and girls. So as people are joining, feel free to say what's up. It helps the algorithm, helps more viewers find the content, and hopefully everyone can enjoy it. So we got a good episode coming for you today. We're going to be finding some high ticket dropshipping products, and then we're going to find some good keyword golden ratio keywords for you to use for them.
So, absolutely. It's going to be exciting.
You making any progress, Joe?
Yeah, I'm making some progress. Don't even worry about it.
I'm not worried about it. I'll just keep talking while people show up. Got the notification. Probably going to go out soon on YouTube's. And we got Toddy in here. He said, waiting anxiously for the high ticket pros. I don't like to think of myself as a high ticket pro, but I guess we are.
Yo, you know what? You're always a student. You always got to be in the mindset of learning, regardless of how far you are.
It's very true.
Unless you don't want to learn anymore, then whatever.
Then you take it easy. Yeah. That's retirement. Roderick said, what's up, guys? Trevor is waving. Roderick, what is KGR? So, as I was saying, it stands for keyword golden ratio. And we're going to get into this on the show. So, keyword golden ratio is basically a SEO buzzword of sorts. And it basically is, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Joe, but it's a ratio between how much search volume there is estimated for a particular keyword compared to how much competition there is for that particular keyword. So if, for example, we were looking at a black couch and we were going to try and rank, say, an article for the keyword best black couch, something like that, we would look at the search volume for best black couch, and we would look at the amount of competitors with articles or products or whatever that have best black couch in their title. So
Well, you're a little bit correct. So it's basically the all in title results. So all in title is an advanced search modifier. So you type all in title colon, and then you type in the keyword, and then it's basically showing you what other pages that Google has have that phrase in the title. So if, let's just say the phrase is build assets online is the best, you type into Google all in title. I'm gonna guess that there's no results saying this, but let's just give it a shot. All in title colon build assets online is the best, and there's no results. You get zero results. So that's what it is. You're basically seeing how many other pages on the web out there have like a title like that, what you're going for, the key phrase you're going for in the title, in their title tag, which is the most important SEO factor if you really think about it. Because if you don't have the phrase in your title tag, then in most cases, there's an exception if there's like a variation of a phrase, but in most cases, it means you can rank quickly.
Right. So, and it'll all make sense once we actually go into the examples. I thought I basically explained that, Joe, without getting into the all in title, you know, nitty gritty details, but.
Well, you were talking about product pages and all that.
I'm just talking about the title of the page.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter if it's a product or an article or whatever it is. If it's got, you know, is build assets online a scam?
Yeah, let's check that.
Are we ready to? Get showing here. Before we do, keep going in some of these chats. I wonder if the notification went out, but Anyway, Janelle said, "We had a phone call 10 days ago. I couldn't get sales. Now I'm at 9,000 in sales." Thanks, ma'am.
Like to see the before and after, like the
Screenshot?
yeah.
Well, I'm very happy for you, Janelle, and that's very good. Onward, upward.
Let's give him a little build assets online. Woo
Jesus Christ.
No? All right.
Justin said, "Yo, yo."
Not again.
Not again, Justin.
All right. Listen.
Okay. Here we are.
Here we are. Now, do we want to see how All Entitled works? Just to
Let the kids see how All Entitled works. And
so.
well, let, yeah, so let, let's spell out, let's show on the whiteboard here
If I do
exactly
this.
how keyword golden ratio works. So for our listeners, Joe is basically just searching on Google. He's using what would you call this, Joe? Like
An advanced search modifier, all in title. It searches. So in the title tag, in the H1, I don't know if it actually searches the H1 or the meta title, but either way, there's no pages with this in the title. Build Assets Online is a scam.
Right. So
However,
I'm trying to break things down for people. So you use this advanced search modifier in your Google search bar. You just put all in title as one word with a colon, and then everything you type out after that, which so we put in build assets online review, everything that Google is going to show you now has build assets online review in the title.
yeah, that's right.
But Joe, when you search here, not all these things have build assets online in the title.
Yeah, it's not perfect. I don't exact it could be somehow in the title, but like not in the meta title. I'm not exactly sure, but yeah, it's not perfect, but
Okay.
it's a good indicator.
So
Like for this one, I'm curious why it would do that.
Danny said, "How do we want to run free traffic?" You're gonna see. We're getting to the meat of the show right now, so you're gonna see exactly how we do it. We're gonna find some examples, and we're gonna show you how to get the free traffic to it. So right now, we're just building
Yeah.
up.
I'm honestly not sure why it would do that. But yeah.
So in any event,
Yeah, in any event, let's get back to the sheds because
okay.
this is where the magic is going to happen. And like just to make it easy, we're going to find a bunch of products like this. A bunch of products and a bunch of keywords that you can go for. And I want to just say also, this is not a strategy that you should sleep on because you just get a couple of these pages ranking for high margin products around buyer intent keywords, and you could take it ease. You could just probably leave it there and you'll get a sale once in a while, even if you don't do customer service, even if you're not scaling your store to the moon. And Mike, you know people that have done stuff like this, correct? They don't even use any paid ads whatsoever. Now, of course, we recommend and you should use a combination, but yeah. What to my question.
Do I know people that do keyword golden ratio? I mean, we have plenty of students that implement our SEO strategies
No,
and
I'm
do this
saying
stuff with it.
only that do basically SEO only. Like they don't even use paid ads.
I don't think so. Am I?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't
There
matter.
someone I know that you're alluding to? I don't know.
Yeah, There was that guy, he's like an older guy.
Oh, okay. I don't know if he was doing paid ads or not. I think you're mixing up the story.
No.
He had a lot of organic traffic going, I'll tell you that much. But anyway, Paul said he's been selling sheds in the UK, larger ones. So I think you'll learn something today, Paul. And so Joe, how do you want to approach this? So we're here, we're at the starting point of sheds. Is
Right.
sheds a good product to drop ship? Maybe, maybe not.
Think it definitely could be.
It
But
could be.
Do you want to do a different product?
Well, I want to.
I think you could. Definitely you could drop ship sheds. There's shed kits and all that kind of stuff. You can order a shed from Home Depot. You know, why can't you drop ship it?
Sure.
Tell me that, Mike. Look, what is this? What kind of store does this look like to you?
This looks like a big store.
Yeah, but I don't know. Looks, I would say that. So this could be a shed brand, Fairview. Am I right?
Certainly the model of the shed.
We can move on to something else if you want.
I don't care either way.
Or we can see what else is on this site. Look, batting cages.
All right.
That's interesting. Oh, this boom. This definitely, so yeah.
No. Save okay. $5.
All right. So let's get into batting cages. So we're going to come up with a bunch of these. Let's start with, so there's multiple different types of ways you could start this. We could start with the word best here. So let's type best batting cages for boom. So we have lots of different ways that people are searching for best batting cages. Or let's try, maybe people type cage more. Doesn't really matter, but so we're not even actually going to be looking at search volume here, because so Google will actually let you know which one of these has the highest search volume. So for home use is the one that people search the most. High school would be the second one. So let's look at this for home use.
To be clear, what's good about this is you saw when we searched like best batting cages, it was coming up like NYC, London, which is people basically showing intent that they don't want necessarily a batting cage. They want to go to a batting cage.
Right.
So with this, if you were to rank for this, you're coming in, you're narrowing it down to the customers that they're not looking to go to a batting cage. They actually want a batting cage in their home.
So, right, exactly. And there's only one result, by the way. So let's just write that down.
For home, right. Yeah, so right now we're just writing down the search terms and the amount of people that have the search term in their title. So when we did that all in title feature there on Google, it only showed one person is actually trying to rank for this keyword. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Best batting cages for home use. One. Let's go back. Like, and then we could try to do high school as well.
Yes, because schools, universities, commercial businesses, you know, maybe friggin' Google has a little playground. They want to order a batting cage. You can get orders for this stuff on your high ticket store. And I don't think people understand this. Is like how many times schools have ordered from us, laboratories.
Yeah, again, all sorts of stuff. Zero results.
Zero.
All right. So what do we got to do here? I mean, pretty much nothing. Pretty much we just get the supplier. We can make a batting cage specific site, or we can make... What's it called? You can make a broader site around like baseball, get the supplier, and make those two pages along with a bunch of product pages. And you can make some informational content. And what's some examples of some informational content? You could do like, you know, like what to consider when buying a batting cage. And then I saw like best turf for batting cages.
There was best bats for batting cages.
So all related content. People would do this not, you know, people do this a lot for like an SEO or an SEO only play. And maybe they would try and sell these on Amazon or something like that, or refer to these on Amazon. But if you're selling it yourself and you have a 10 to 20% margin, you know, you can make $500 to $1,000 per sale, whereas like compared to Amazon, you know, what are you getting?
2%?
2%. I think sports, yeah, I don't exactly know sports. Maybe you get 3%. So 3%, you know, you're making 1,000 versus like, let's say 100 to 150. So you get two of these a month and you have an online asset that you could sell.
That's it.
So, you know, I don't know what else to say about that.
We get to this point in every show where we go, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll keep this one a short one. Hold on. It's really hot in this in my room. I'm like starting to sweat here.
Good. You got to get the blood going.
Yeah, I'm going to try turning on this fan. Let me see if hopefully you guys can't hear this. Can you guys hear that?
No, I can't. At the beginning, I could.
Okay. Whew. All right, hold on. We're gonna get back into it in a second. So you can hear that now or no?
No, I can't hear it.
Okay. So what do you want to look for next, Mike?
Well, why don't we go back to the shed example, because I think it presents maybe a more complex way to do it, or just a more complex example, because like a batting cage, it's kind of a niche thing. There's not much going on with it, but I'm sure like if you looked up best shed, there'd be a bunch of different variations that pop up. There's a bunch of different variations of sheds themselves. So I think it'd be more interesting to see all the other directions you can go on a more broad type product.
Yeah, hold on one sec. I'm having some trouble with the browser here.
Sure. In the meantime, here we go, Paul. I don't know. Also, motorcycle sheds, that's quite a good example too. I don't know if it's different from a regular shed. Maybe it is. But if you have any initial questions about that, leave them in the chat so we can get everyone on the same page as far as what this looks like. And so actually a question I have was, you didn't care about the search volume, Joe.
Well, because I knew it was coming up first, you know, I would say that's a pretty safe bet in terms of like if Google's serving that up first, I'm not gonna care about the search volume that much because I know it exists, and also I know that, because this is so high margin, I'm not really worried about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you saw like for this, there was one competitor on one keyword, and there were zero competitors on another keyword. So if you saw like four competitors or five competitors, would you think different, or would you say, oh, you know, this is still worth my time to make this article?
Well, I think a lot of these you're going to find, I mean, I would say anything under, you know, five real competitors is going to be a good situation.
Because you're almost guaranteed the first page.
Exactly. You're almost guaranteed the first page, and then all you need is like some, you know, one sale. But yeah, let me load this back up and we'll go back to sheds. Sorry about the technical issues here.
It's not easy. Just got to make sure my mic is good. So,
all right. Here we go. Best sheds for. Now, you could use the ABC method where, you know, for a store like this, this is best sheds for man cave. That's pretty interesting.
For home gym.
In a store like this, you basically, if you were going to do sheds, there's a lot of, compared to batting cages, There's a lot of different shed variations, and there's a lot of different sizes and everything. A lot of different use cases. Whereas batting cages, there's not very many. So you're obviously going to want to have, and that's good and bad. So the good thing is you're going to need to have a lot of products on your store. That's kind of the bad news, because it's a little more work. The good news is that there's a lot more keywords that you could go for, because there's all different sizes, all different use cases. You follow what I'm saying?
I follow what you're saying, but do you think you would really need to have that many more products? I mean, if you had one shed, theoretically, you could find a bunch of keywords that all make sense for that one particular shed and its style and its use. And then maybe you have, 10 articles you could throw up, all pointing to that one page, no?
Well, you would have to build it around, you'd want to build it around but you'd want to have the products for the right use cases. So
right, as long as the whatever we're searching here, best sheds for bike, yeah. As long as the shed can support motorcycles, you'd want to write that article.
Right. So zero, look at this. Zero all the title results.
There you go, Paul. If you're selling motorcycle sheds, and this isn't even UK. I mean, theoretically, Joe, if someone was searching for best sheds, blah, 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 in the UK, Google would be more likely to show the UK website, right? Like,
yeah. Exactly. And you could also add a UK at the end, because people do, you could see people do search for something specific in the UK.
Well, if you look up like best sheds UK or something, like what?
Yeah. You know what? You guys want the search volume. Maybe we'll pull up Ahrefs real quick. That way we can actually just go down the list, different search volumes. Take that, go down the list, different search volumes, search the all in title. And yeah.
Right. Because it kind of goes along with Roderick's question here. The keywords are long tail, but is there any way to see how many people are really searching for each long tail term? So the thing is, we can look up the estimated keyword volumes on Ahrefs or Keywords Anywhere or even Google Keyword Planner. But the point is that if it's showing up in the Google autofill, then people are searching for it.
Yeah.
That's a fact. And you couple that with the fact that you'll make $500 to $1,000 off of one sale for this product. It doesn't really matter if it's 50 searches a month, if it's 100 searches a month, even if it's 20, because it'll pay off in, honestly, a short amount of time. It's not going to be very expensive to have the article written. You can write it yourself. And the odds are so stacked in your favor for that to become profitable for you that it makes sense that you have to do it. So, but and on top of that, it's not like, if you make an article that's best batting cages for home, that's the only traffic you're going to get. You're going to rank for more than one keyword. Like there's articles rank for hundreds of keywords potentially. So that's again why keyword tools are tricky, because people say, oh, this only has 300 searches. It's not worth it. When again, there's many other factors that go into how much traffic a page can get.
Right. But you know what? Ahrefs, I feel, really does with their keyword explorer, they really do a good job. So like, let's take this one. I don't know if this is what this is about, actually.
Sled hunting?
Shed. Now we're looking at let's take something that's pretty this is not a super short tail phrase, but I would think that there's a lot of competition for this, for best metal shed kits. So let's see. Nine results. And to be honest with you, like I was saying, you go through these and you actually count them. I would say it's less than nine results. Oh, wait, I did all in title wrong. There we go. Six, best metal shed kits. and all this is not going to rank for it. This is not going to rank for it. This would be the only two somewhat legitimate sites.
Metal in it at first.
Yeah. Minute. This is not even like you can outrank this. This is like, you know, these are kind of like spammy pages or whatever. So here we go. We have best metal shed kits, 300 and probably three real results. So let's do like an actual all in title calculation. So it's basically 3 divided by 300. And so that comes out to a KGR of 0.01, which I think the rule of thumb is anything anything below 0.25 is good, because mathematically, you know, that's going to get you to the first page of Google quick, just because of the way the numbers work out. But either way, 3 over 300 is a 0.01 KGR. And so, you know, what else is there to say? So let's, should we find some more keywords?
This is also a good way to kind of reverse engineer like some suppliers to get, or like different product types to get. Because let's say, you know, you want to sell sheds. Most often you're probably just going to go after like the top sheds that you see on Google Shopping or Wayfair or whatever. And you may not dig and you may not find that metal shed kit supplier unless you're actually doing some of these exercises and you see, oh, okay, people are searching for best metal shed kit.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, motorcycle had a search volume of 70, which, you know, we see it here. results, but I'm not necessarily yeah, that might be one to avoid. All right, we can cross that one. Well, I don't know, because you see Pinterest ranking.
So what else is ranking? This guy.
Safe Road. What was it? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are going for this.
Yeah, yeah, let's just cross that one off. Bike storage shed could be a little different, though. Let's see.
I think that one would be more competitive. I guess not.
Nine results. 80. One. Yeah, you're still still, you know.
What are you doing for this motorcycle one? Okay.
Oh, no, I meant to cross that one off. Which was the one that had 300? That was the metal shed, right?
Metal shed was 300 divided by 3.
Yeah, yeah, that
was the best. I think it was just too much. And then we just did best bike shed. That was 80 search volume and had 9 competitors.
I know. Sorry. I'm like losing my shit here. It's like 3 over 300.
Right.
So, I mean,
there you go.
And this is not many, not real, even real results. So that makes it even better.
Can we do something here? So when we searched the best bike storage shed stuff, was there anyone actually going for that?
Like when you actually search it?
Yeah.
Nah, it's just like Pinterest. It's,
well, go to the top. Like the top of it. Yeah, like I want to see, can we see what they're actually ranking for and like how much traffic these pages get?
Yeah. Give me a sec.
In the meantime, I can see the value of making an article for each long tail term pointing to each specific product on your website. Do you recommend focusing on capturing the lead first or just going for the sale? I think it would depend on the specificity of the article or of the keyword, right? So, like, if you had best bike shed,
yeah,
realistically, you want to just direct them to the product page.
So this, yeah, this page, the best bike storage shed review, this page only, actually gets a ton of traffic. So if we look at this in Ahrefs, it says 2.9K per month, ranks for 962 keywords.
UK.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. Why is it like that? I guess it ranks in both countries. Let's just go to United States. Huh. So it's ranking number 2 for bike shed, number 3 for bicycle storage shed.
That's the image.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true. 7 for bike shed, 5 for bike sheds.
Right, so again, just because...
Best bike shed, number 2, best bike storage sheds. Best storage shed for bikes, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. And the best bike shed, oh my God, that's having a stroke. Best bike storage shed only had 80 estimated searches per month. But if we look at this website that's actually going for this type of keyword, they're getting thousands and thousands of visitors a month from all sorts of related terms.
Right. So, I mean, KGR really just scratches the surface of what we're doing here.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to kind of dip your toe into SEO and do things in a more risk-averse way. Because you don't have to worry about, you know, going after a bunch of competitors and trying to get backlinks and trying to do all this stuff that can be complicated for new SEO.
But I want to build on that a little bit, Mike, because I'm giving this KGR high ticket dropshipping tutorial as really what I would say a stepping stone to get yourself in the game. Because when it comes to organic traffic and like making money from search traffic period, whether organic or paid, being in the game is probably one of the most important things. And with the recent Google updates, which I see people talking about in the chat, we've had sites go down. We're not making as much money for months, and then it shoots back up. And then we're suddenly making a ton of money and we didn't even do anything. So, and it's all because we have these pieces of digital real estate, these pages out there on the web that go after keywords, whether they're organic or paid. That's it. You just got to get in the game. And the KGR stuff is a good stepping stone because, yeah, you can make this bike storage shed review and rank pretty easily. Then what happens? You have the page. You stack a few things on top of it. You optimize the article the way we show you in the course. You build links the way we show you in the course. And boom, suddenly you go from ranking for a small handful of keywords to all the relevant keywords around bike storage sheds. And that's really all I have to say is that getting in the game is probably the most critical aspect of all of this.
I would say just as important as getting in the game is staying in the game.
Absolutely.
Because you have to be able to maintain your business in a way that you're not over leveraging yourself. You're not spending too much on ads, being too aggressive. And then something happens, like you talked about the Google update or some sort of seasonality you didn't account for because you've only been doing this for 6 months or whatever else it could be, an out of stock issue. And then it totally wipes you out because you had too many of your eggs in one basket, I guess you could say. See, we've been working on this SEO stuff for many years now. And there's been ups and there's been downs, but we've always been able to stay in the game and
we talk about staying in the game. It doesn't have to be KGR. It doesn't have to be SEO. We were in the game, the high ticket dropshipping game, and then COVID hit. And what happened because we were in the game?
A lot.
Things went crazy. Sales went through the roof. Everyone's staying home. Everyone's ordering from us. Next thing you know, it's a mess. But then we go sell one of the sites for $650,000. So I don't know. Compare that to what we were talking about last week. The TikTok ads, the Facebook ads. We had a student recently join. He joined our mentorship package. He was telling us, I just did a call with him 2 days ago, actually. And he was quite successful at, he had like, I don't want to reveal what he was doing, but let's just say he had a low ticket store in like a hobby type niche. And it did really well. The store looked great. The store looked better than anything I've ever built. But he's like, yeah, you know, we do the ads, spend all this time on creative. It would work. And then it's gone.
Right.
And then it's all gone. So, I mean,
people want to just come in and do something and then have instant money come back. And it's just not the way that life works, because when you first get into something, you're literally at skill level zero. You're at experience level zero. There are people that have been doing whatever you're trying to do for many years. They probably have bigger budgets. They have more actual experience towards what works. How are you going to go and compete with them? The most important thing is to get in the game and be able to maintain the game while you learn, while you compound your skill set, while you compound your knowledge. That way, it's not even that long. A year, 2 years, 2 years go by, and boom, you're in a good place.
Mike, let's look at this one. You know, I went outside this morning. It was kind of cold. It was kind of chilly. I thought, wow, I wish I had a patio heater outside so I don't have to feel any sort of temperature fluctuations from my house to the outside. So I look up another word, best patio heater. Best natural gas patio heater, 200 volumes, search volume. What do I see in the All Entitled ranking? I see Pinterest. I see this spammy page from Canada. I see Alibaba. There's really no one going after this term.
That's crazy, because this is a big ass niche.
Look at the CPC, $2 on this. You could pay $2, or you could get it for free. But, you know, I'm going to count this as really zero results, because none of these results are real.
I thought it was best natural gas.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This notes app is like an insight into your head. It's all over the place. Capital letters.
See that? To the moon.
There you go.
I mean, Mike, I could sit here doing this all day.
And you have.
I have. I've spent many days doing this.
You got the wrinkled shirt.
Well, Mike, I'm really not in good sorts right now. I have poison ivy.
How the hell you got poison ivy? Remember? Yeah, in the woods, running from the cops?
Look at that. Look at this. Look at this.
How do you get poison ivy, Joe?
Because my daughter went to pick up a poison ivy thing poking through our fence. And I was like, don't touch that. And I grabbed it and then threw it over the fence, basically.
Did she get it?
No. She went to grab it and I grabbed it. And I forgot that, like, I grabbed it.
There you go. You need the calamine lotion.
Stop.
Where's Justin?
He's here, I think. But I'm not doing it. I'm not giving in to his scheme.
Well, anyway, let's look at some more questions here. Kareem said, glad you guys are live. I'm glad we're live too. Okay. So when making your mock store before contacting suppliers, how do you know when to stop? I'm still trying to come up with copy for my collections and was wondering if this is necessary.
I would say it's a little too far. I mean, once your homepage looks good, that's about it.
Are you in the course, Mr. Fernando? I feel like we have some guidelines for this in the course. Do we not?
I mean, I basically show you how to set up the site in like 40 minutes, and then you could call.
Yeah.
Now, of course, many people skip over those directions, and I have to tell them to to go do it again. Best poison ivy prevention fence. That's funny.
I would say if you're getting to the weeds of, no pun intended, contacting or sorry of putting copy into collection pages, that's too far. You have the website. You have a couple demo products on there. Just call. Yeah. 1-800. Just call.
Boom.
Just call. That's all. You can copy the page URL into Google Ads Keyword Planner, and it'll tell you all the keywords that page ranks for. Oh. Do you know that?
Really? I didn't know that.
I kind of don't believe that.
Yeah, I'm not sure I fully believe that, honestly. I mean, I could be totally wrong. I'm surprised I wouldn't have heard of that by now.
Yeah, I've never seen Google like tell people what's ranking for stuff. Like that's.
I mean, if Google gave you that information, then like
I think all hell would break loose.
Yeah.
See, yes, in Google Ads. I'll have to check this out later.
I might need to check that out. I mean, that's honestly pretty insightful.
I'll look into it. Fernando is attainable to generate more than 10 sales per day as a beginner. Thanks, Bao Gang. Well, I would say if you're getting 10 sales a day, then you're no longer a beginner.
Yeah, I mean, I also think 10 sales, it's kind of like a vanity metric. You know, on our second site we ever made that we reveal inside the course, we had two suppliers. One supplier had amazing margins. The other one, you know, we'd make like $2,000 per order. The other one was a slightly lower price point with worse margins. We'd sometimes make like $10 per order, literally. And we kind of decided to stop selling them. But we were getting like mad sales a day of the cheap one, the cheaper ones, before we kind of decided like this isn't worth the customer service effort.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't decide to stop selling them, but I think we were being stupid because we were giving out like a discount code, and it was basically just killing all of our margin. We only had like 10% margin, so we were giving like 5% off, and then the credit card fee was taking 2.5% or whatever. So yeah, we were left with basically nothing, but we were selling a lot of them. That's right. And I mean, so yeah, it's attainable, but what I would say is once you learn how to make even 2 sales per day, if you have a high ticket dropshipping store that's making 60 sales a month, you're probably in pretty good shape. Because, I mean, 60 sales a month, you make it, even if you're making $100 per sale profit, that's $6,000 profit per month.
Yeah.
I think those maths are right. So theoretically, you're going to make more than $100 on a sale. Yeah. So 10 sales a day at the margins that we like, you know, 300, 500 plus, you're not a beginner. You're an advanced asset architect. So Roderick says, this KGR strategy seems too easy. It's so powerful. I'll say the thing is that it's just like, it's just very in the weeds. It's not very competitive. These aren't like super high traffic terms, like you said. And so a lot of big players aren't incentivized to really do it.
It is easy and it is powerful. You just need to actually do it. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. I've been $300-$500 like profit on a sale. Not percent. Alpha says, do I need capital for the initial orders to my store as I wouldn't be a trusted merchant yet, and then provide tracking numbers to release the funds? We've seen this happen on Shopify maybe, where, or even like PayPal and stuff, where they have initially held like a percentage of funds, but I don't see this happen very often. I say this is like a 5%.
But he's saying he can't provide if you can't provide the tracking numbers.
What he's talking about is like a small percentage of times Shopify Payments will say, hey, we're not going to give you your funds until you fulfill these orders that you're legit.
Right.
But like I said, I've only said that – I said it happened maybe 5% of the time. Other times, it doesn't even happen. So, I would say the likelihood is that you won't have to go through this. But if it does happen, then you shouldn't be starting this with $0. You shouldn't be on like your last leg or anything. But yeah, I mean, maybe just keep it in mind. Don't sell any $20,000 products just to start out until you get through the first few sales or whatever. Crypto Potato, do you guys have email templates to contact suppliers?
Of course I do, like a buck phone call. I think I give an email template. I mean, really, this isn't even a question that like I understand where the question comes from, but I feel like a template, I don't know. I feel like you just got to call. Like there's no, if I give you so for example, first of all, I'm not going to recommend you email as a first starting point. So I'm going to recommend you call. And if I recommend you call and I give you a script and you're just reading the script and you're kind of like sounding rehearsed and you're like not sounding confident, then I don't know if the result is going to be any better than if you didn't have the script. But if you have like a basic, if you have number one, have like a basic pattern that you follow, number two, have practice at it, then that's going to give you the best outcomes. I'm not a big fan of templates because, you know, I got to react to the other person on the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Email is good for like follow-up. Obviously calling is the best first thing to do because you could like establish a relationship of sorts. They could like hear who you are and all that. And then you could follow up with email, but you want to, you know, can't be a cookie cutter type thing. You have to like go over stuff you talked about and talk about who you are and, you know, you have to be more fluid, I'd say. But yeah, in the course, we do go over like mock phone calls and different scenarios and stuff. And I think getting suppliers isn't like the main pain point for a lot of people. I think it's like a nerve-wracking thing before you get started. But
I think it is a pain point, but I think it's for no reason.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that like once people actually do it, it's not.
Yeah.
They get in with suppliers. Like, I'd say that's probably the most scary thing. It's like the most, you buy a course and everything else up to that, you're all just like doing in your mom's basement. And then this part is like, you have to actually call people. You have to talk to people. And then it kind of becomes a little bit more real. So.
Yeah. People make it a pain point. It's really not.
I see why. I mean, I don't much like doing it, but yeah. I'd say as long as you just do it, get some practice at calling and get a few suppliers under your belt, you'll get good at it in no time. Once you land a few suppliers, everything else after that is easy.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a live every Wednesday? Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, we're usually doing it. Go to buildassetsonline.com/playbook. You get a free course. You'll get on our email list and you'll get notified when we're going to go live each week.
Yeah.
We also go over SEO in there. We talk about dropshipping. It's all free and it's all about how we build our online asset portfolio to 7 figures and how you can do the same thing. So how do you co-coordinate between suppliers on your store in the case a customer orders a mock side product? I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, he's saying if someone orders a product that you don't really have, like maybe you put it up as a mock product and someone orders it. I mean, you can either cancel the order or you could send it to Walmart. Yeah, or something. I don't know. See if the supplier will cancel it. or see if you have a similar a supplier that will do something similar.
Yeah, I guess you're throwing me off with the coordination between suppliers. If someone orders a mock product, those two things don't really match up. That's about it, I'd say.
Yep.
We got office hours coming up in about 5 minutes. So,
you got 5 minutes to join the Discord. Yeah.
So if you go to buildassetsonline.com/enroll, get into our high ticket dropshipping course, see how we do our SEO stuff fully in detail, A to Z, over the shoulder with Joe. You know, he spends countless nights figuring this stuff out, and he makes it easy for everyone. Luckily for me, I don't have to do it, but a lot of people in the course, you know, they set up some articles and then they're ranking. It's like, it's pretty funny to see, you know?
Yeah. Cause it's something you forget about too. It's like, oh, I did this work like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And then boom.
It hits. It's a nice little surprise when an article starts ranking, but yeah, we're going to hop into office hours inside the course. So I'll be answering people's questions live. So I got to get over to that. If you want to join, you got 5 minutes. buildassetsonline.com/enroll. And that's all I got to say, Joe. Any last words?
Take it easy.
You heard it. Take it easy.